I'm Rupert Murdoch, the billionaire tyrant, and this is
my newspaper.
If you're Rupert Murdoch, prove it.
It's official. Media baron Rupert Murdoch has bought the Wall Street Journal, adding it to the News Corp media monopoly that now spans over 175 newspapers worldwide, plus film studios, internet holdings like MySpace, satellite, TV, and cable, magazines, and publishing. Begging the question, what's next? As companies like News Corp are now pushing the FCC to allow them to get even bigger.
He is to propriety what the Marquis de Sade was to chastity. When it comes to money and power, he's carnivorous, all appetite and no taste. He'll eat anything in his path.
And while he's promised not to interfere in the journal's editorial policy, he's made that promise before, like when he took over the New York Post and then radically transformed it into a conservative junk news tabloid. He also promised not to make changes to the Times of London.
There will be no fundamental change in the characteristics.
But former editors there say Murdoch complained that too many of their stories had a, quote, left-wing bent, and even called one of their correspondents a, quote-unquote, commie. He broke his promises then. Why should we believe him now? Especially given his Fox News Network's idea of fair and balanced.
Vicious far-left website called the Daily Kos, one of the worst examples of hatred America has to offer.
Free Press founder Bob McChesney says the growth of big media monopolies like News Corp have directly paralleled the decline of journalism in America, with less local and international coverage, fewer points of view, and slashed budgets for real investigative reporting.
Our whole Constitution rests on having a free press. It's the premise, it's the unstated premise of the whole project. If we don't have an informed citizenry, every word in our Constitution is meaningless. If you don't know your privileges, your rights, if you aren't aware of what's going on, we have to have a press system. It's our duty, not our right, to build a free press. And the foundation of a free press, of doing that, is healthy journalism.
Instead, media barons like Murdoch have shifted over to a recipe for cheap but highly profitable junk news. And it's not just News Corp.
The problem isn't just Rupert Murdoch. His pursuit of the Wall Street Journal is the latest in a cascading series of mergers, buyouts, and other financial ledger domain that are making a shipwreck of journalism. Public-minded newspapers are being dumped by their owners for wads of cash or crippled by cost-cutting, while their broadcasting cousins race to the bottom. Murdoch is just the predator of the hour.
And now, Rupert Murdoch and other media predators are pushing the FCC to change the rules, allowing them to own even more newspapers, radio, and television stations in the same market. But you can fight back and help stop Rupert's next media takeover at freepress.net/Murdoch.